You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Amy Scott. Aside from what's been happening on Capitol Hill this week, another big story this winter has been the especially bad flu season. Grab your hand sanitizer because we're taking on the topic with a look at smart thermometers, like the ones made by Kinza Health. The company's thermometers connect to an app to give users advice and to track the spread of the flu. Donald G. McNeil Jr. is a health and science reporter at the New York Times. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
How do these smart thermometers work?
They're a pretty standard thermometer, except that they plug into your smartphone, and then they upload the temperature to a website, Kinza Health, which makes the thermometers. Meanwhile, they're selling advertising on the smartphone from everything from, you know, antiseptic companies to flu medicine companies to orange juice companies and vitamin companies and anybody else who wants to buy it. But also, they use all those readings, which they say is now 25,000 a day, to create a map of where basically fevers are spiking in the United States. And that, you know, in the middle of flu season allows them to give a pretty good marker for where the flu is hitting in the country.
You write that the company claims to be tracking this year's flu season faster and in more detail than even the CDC. But how reliable is it? I mean, can you really detect flu based on fever spikes, or are they taking other symptoms into account?
There's many things they don't do. It doesn't test for flu. All it does is record temperatures. It takes a state health department to really do, you know, or the CDC to really do an accurate flu test and flu typing and testing to see whether or not the flu is resistant to antiviral medicines and things like that. But the CDC's flu data has a several-week delay because their network of doctors report to the CDC or sometimes via state health departments about where the flu is, what percentage of their patients have flu symptoms and things like that. And it takes a while, you know, it usually takes a day or two for somebody to get to see a doctor when they fall ill. The reason this is faster is because it picks up temperature spikes literally as soon as the patient knows it, the company knows it.
So do you see, I don't know if the company has talked about its plans, but do you see at some point a user of this app being able to see, there's a flu spike or a fever spike around my kid's elementary school, or maybe I won't go out to dinner in that particular neighborhood tonight? Will it be shareable to those who use the app?
That's pretty granular. I mean, my kid's school or my neighborhood. I mean, right now, they're producing data county by county. I think the company thinks they hope to be able to eventually produce that kind of data, but you have to have, you know, millions of Americans taking their temperature, you know, with their thermometers at that point to be able to get it down to the school level or something like that. But right now, they claim to have it down to, like, you know, considerably lower than the state level and down to the county level. And that's, you know, and fast, too.
And you mentioned the advertisers on the site. What's in it for them? I assume they're reaching people who may be interested in their products at that particular moment.
Exactly. Bingo.
All right. Donald G. McNeil Jr. is a science and health reporter at the New York Times. He wrote about smart thermometers. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for inviting me.
If you need some tips on how to keep yourself well during cold and flu season and how much it might cost you to get better, go to our website, marketplace.org.